Yorkshire, and a very warm welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I can never quite decide whether to start the show with a rip snorter or a gentle ballad just to ease us into the show. The gentle ballad won this week. Guitarist was Ron Afeef, whose guitarist-composer uncle, Ron Anthony, played with Frank Sinatra and George Shearing, and Uncle Ron was nephew Ron's musical mentor, and the liner notes are full of a conversation between the two Rons. Ron, the younger Ron, that is, Ron's father was Charlie Zivic, and he was a professional boxer as well as a jazz fan. A Thief switches between acoustic, a Bussarino, and electric guitar throughout this May 98 Burbank, California recorded album. Electric, as you heard on the Gershwin Brothers, They Can't Take That Away From Me. A Thief does the usual thanks in the liner notes to, firstly, pianist Kenny Kirkland, and the rest of the thanks going to his family, amongst others, to Marlene, his mum, and to his grandmother, Carmela, known to the family as Mum Mum. Logical enough, I suppose. Let's have our rip snorter now. Well, relatively speaking.
Thank you.
Cousins Buzzin', a song written by the two Adelaide brothers, Cannibal and Nat. But this is a Nat solo album. In fact, this New York July 55 recorded album is his very first as a leader. Eventually, he made some 30-plus albums in his own name. And, of course, an almost equal amount with brother Julian Cannonball. Nat on cornet, as you'd expect, Jerome Richardson tenor on this track, flute on another, and a first-class rhythm section. Even back in 55, these three would be referred to respectfully as veterans. Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Kenny Clute Clark drums. The liner notes have parenthesized comments after each member of the rhythm section. After Hank hits, he blows on all the sides. After Wendell, he walks, he runs, he swings. And that just leaves Kenny Clark, and his comment is, yeah, but yeah with two exclamation marks. Yeah! This next one is also from 55, and I think we can call it Joyous. This album uses all of Marty Paich's talents. He's a composer, arranger, pianist and bandleader. A Californian by birth, his tertiary education was interrupted by a three-year stint in the Air Corps, in their band, inevitably. This was 43 to 46. He then returned to his studies and graduated with a degree in composition. I do tend to think of him as an arranger-composer first and foremost. He wrote most of the songs on this November 55 LA recorded album called Tenors West. Paich plays piano throughout. He's backed by regular West Coasters, Conti Candoli trumpet, a five-man reed section, Jimmy Giuffre, Bob Cooper, Bob Inevelson, Harry Klee and Jack Dulong. Joe Mondragon was on bass, Art Mardigan and Frank Capp on drums, Jack Constanzo bongos. That song was aptly titled Conspirito, with the Black Dyke Mills Band, carols and classical bits all thrown in. Yes, I know we played Keith Jarrett just last week, but we must hear this. recorded at Teatro alla Scala in Milano, a solo piano concert in Feb 95. It's, as is often the case with a Keith Jarrett concert, all totally improvised. The first two numbers, I suppose we can call them that, they were later titled as La Scala Part 1 and La Scala Part 2, and between the two of those numbers, they take nearly an hour and a quarter up, just leaving time for that beautiful and emotional rendition of one of the greatest songs of all time, the Harold Arlen E.Y. Harburg classic Over the Rainbow. I've never seen Jarrett live, must correct that soonest. And I must tell you, I edited out the never-ending applause. Woody Herman's next. That was the title song of a Woody Herman Jan 62 LP, Swing Low, Sweet Clarinet, a clever pun on the ill spiritual that's hogging our TV viewing at the Mo with the Rugby World Cup. I'm seeing a couple of the matches towards the end of the group stages. Can't wait. They're both in far-flung parts of the country. Well, compared to where I live, that is. Back at last to the music. This is a quartet recording, and much as I really enjoy Woody's big band records, I just love this simple Woody on clarinet plus a rhythm section. And this, incidentally, was the very first time in 25 years he'd recorded featuring himself as a clarinet soloist. Crazy not to have done more when he sounds this good. Nat Pierce, piano, Chuck Andrus, bass, Gus Johnson, drums. This next track is from a Don Sobeski tribute album to pianist Bill Evans. But what to play for you? Each track is so different. Thank you. The word eclectic doesn't come close to describing this amazingly varied album by arranger-composer Don Sobeski. He was a very good trombonist, playing as well as arranging for Maynard Ferguson, Stan Kenton from 58 to 60, with nearly 2 years with each of those big bands before giving up the trombone completely to focus on his composing and particularly his arranging, after which his client list included Wes Montgomery, Paul Desmond, Buddy Rich, Sonny Stitt, Freddie Hubbard. On this June-July 97 recorded album, he's assembled a great cast of musos, many of whom had played with Bill Evans. For instance, on this recording of the Bill Evans Compo Waltz for Debbie, Tom Harrell's on flugelhorn, and he was on Bill's very last studio recording. Mark Johnson bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums were with Bill for the last 2 years of his, Bill's life. Bill, if you remember, died in 1980 when he was still only 51. Joe Lovano was on tenor and Larry Coryell guitar to round out the quintet at the core of this recording. Of this particular track, I should say, as the lineup varies from track to track. There is then what is described in the liner notes as a brass and woodwind section, all 14 of them. An ambitious and thoroughly rewarding tribute to the genius that was Bill Evans. And who else can we possibly play next? Thank you. The great Bill Evans recorded When I Fall in Love in December 59. The song, music by Victor Young, lyrics Edward Heyman, was first recorded in April 52. Jerry Southern sang that original song, but Doris Day recorded it a couple of months later as the B-side to one of her hit singles, 78 singles back then, of course, and the song has since become a standard. The Bill Evans version is one of the best ever recordings of the song. Bill played with many bassists and drummers in his career, but only had three regular pairings that he settled with, and this is the first of those three: Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Motian drums. This Riverside LP is called Portrait in Jazz. It's Ellington time now, and there's a chance you may not have heard this Harry Carney-led number before. The song you'll know well enough, though. Misty, a contender for Best Known Jazz Standard, here recorded in September 69 in New York City for Reader's Digest magazine's Record Club, and not otherwise commercially released until an RCA 3-CD box set called Live and Rare came out in 2002. It was one of the first ever recordings to use 16-track tape, 2-inch format, and that caused much bother with microphone placing and subsequent mixing work. Harry Carney on baritone took the solo part, and the whole gang was present. Luther Addison did the arrangement. Ellingtonia next. Well, an album celebrating his compos. And Billy Strayhorn's, of course. released on the EMI Classics label, American Classics, in fact, but recorded in London at both the Elephant and Abbey Road studios in October 1990. That was the Ellington Strayhorn compo Sultry Sunset. Richard Rodney Bennett was the pianist. John Hall was on alto, plus his band. Steve Lodder, synthesizers, Paul Morgan, bass, Paul Clavis, drums, and Simon Limbrick on percussion. But there are another 29 musos involved on the album, so the lineup varies from track to track. Stan and Clark Tracy are here, Peter King, Mark Nightingale, even Paul Jones of Manfred Mann fame. I may, no promises, but simply may play you one more track from this fabulous album later. It's a different date and it's a different lineup. But first, let's hear some jazz harp to keep this gentle mood going. Thank you. whilst that track was playing, I tried to think of all the jazz harpists I know of. After much concentration and muscle tensing, I got to the glorious total of three. All ladies: Alice Coltrane, Betty Glamon, who really did little more than record on Ellington's A Drum Is a Woman, and the queen of this very small tribe, Dorothy Ashby, who made the harp a genuine jazz instrument. That was the Rodgers and Hart compo There's a Small Hotel from 1936, as well as Dorothy on harp, Frank West flute, Herman Wright bass, Arthur Taylor drums, recorded March 58. And that just leaves us time for one more from that EMI Classics album, featuring Ellington and Strayhorn songs, and this song became the Ellington Band's latter-day theme song, Strays's Take the A-Train. No, not again, you mutter, but do please listen to this great version, recorded July 94 at the Montreux Jazz Festival. The renowned classical soprano Barbara Hendricks, backed by the Monty Alexander Trio. By the way, Barbara Hendricks, although American by birth, is now Swedish by marriage and lives in Switzerland. So the Montreux Jazz Festival is her local gig. I really, really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week and that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.